And joining me now here at the Farm Progress Show for a conversation. Always good to talk with my friend at the American Soybean Association, President Caleb Ragland from Kentucky. Caleb, good to see you in person, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you, Jesse. It's balmy 75 degrees here, and we're absolutely loving it. There's just a hint of fall in the air, and it's been by far the most pleasant weather for a Farm Progress Show I've ever been to.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is like my 9th or 10th show, and this has to be the best weather yet. And a lot of folks walking the grounds, driving around. I know a lot of conversations for you with fellow farmers here at the show, but also conversations with officials and administration folks and more who've been here in attendance. And obviously, we've been talking about this, just the struggle and the trouble right now in farm country when you look at commodity prices and the ag economy and more. And so tell us a little bit. I know Deputy Secretary Vaden was here on Tuesday. You had a chance to talk with him a bit. Could you share anything from that conversation, Caleb?
Well, we did visit with Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden on Tuesday afternoon, and our message to him is the dire straits of the farm economy. We talked about, and his insight was he thinks it's about 50-50 what he's hearing, whether it's the high production cost or the low commodity prices. It's kind of the chicken or the egg effect. But the reality is both are serious and both are having a very detrimental effect on American agriculture. And our soybean industry in particular is in a very tough spot with the lack of sales to China, which is because we're uncompetitive due to the 20% retaliatory tariffs. And we talked with the Deputy Secretary about the importance of trade and the importance of getting that message conveyed to President Trump and his trade team. And that message is being delivered. In fact, they had a cabinet meeting yesterday, and there were several pieces of information that had been compiled by USDA that were brought up in that meeting, highlighting the situation with the farm economy, highlighting the trade situation. And I mean, the numbers would tell you that over the last 5 years, on average, just under 10% of the whole U.S. soybean crop is normally on the books, sold to China at this point, and right now there's zero. And you're seeing the effect of that in basis in the Dakotas in particular. I've heard stories as bad as $1.60 under, and with already low commodity prices, that makes it even worse. And we have a revenue problem that is going to really bite a lot of our farmers when it comes into the year and time to pay off operating notes and get plans finalized for the 26 crop, because right now the math doesn't add up. The vast majority of farmers are in the red, especially soybean producers and row crop producers in general. And we've really got a reckoning we're going to figure out how to both reduce our cost and get our income increased.
I know Secretary Vaden apparently made the comment on stage talking about the need to get to 26, and he highlighted some of the stuff that was passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill, et cetera, and, you know, kind of said or alluded to the thought that maybe there's going to be some sort of bridge assistance, something or other. I mean, you know, that could be something that could help and might be necessary, but also I know from your guys' perspective, you want trade, you want open markets, things like that. You know, a lot of folks in farm country don't want to bail out, I guess, is the way to put it.
Well, Jesse, us farmers are a resilient group. We're a tough group that has seen hard times before. The bottom line is we want our farms to be profitable, and we've got to be sustainable, and that includes financial things. And my family, just like thousands and thousands of others, is 100% dependent on our farm to make a living. We have to be profitable. I have to answer to my banker that this is a business that is viable for them to trust in and loan money to year in and year out. We have bills we have to pay back. And that is the reality that we're facing. And we need to be profitable. What bridge payments, disaster assistance, it's just that it helps us get through really tough times, but it does not make us whole. It does not make us profitable. And to be long-term viable as an industry, we have to have markets. We have to have trade. We got to have demand is the bottom line. And there is so much uncertainty right now. It makes foreign buyers cautious to purchase from us. It makes the investment in new technologies uncertain for farmers. It has trickle-down effects that goes many places in agribusiness even. It trickles down to our rural economies. And rural America is the backbone of this country. And when ag doesn't do good, rural America doesn't do good. I mean, they say a dollar's turned over 6 to 8 times that a farmer makes in their local community. And that's the lifeblood of the backbone of this country, rural America. And right now, we're hurting. And it's getting ready to get worse if we don't have strong markets for our products. We must have exports. We're the best producers in the world, producing the best quality soybeans in the world. They're the largest ag export from the United States. But we can't do things to make us uncompetitive with our competition in South America. And right now, with the 20% retaliatory tariffs that are in place from China, it's hard to get those markets when they can buy for 20% less from Brazil. And we need the work to be done by President Trump and his team to get a level playing field for us so that we can be competitive. And there's exciting things coming in the future. There's many things in the big, beautiful bill that are exciting. We have exciting announcements that are being finalized on the increased renewable volume obligations for biofuels, the 45Z tax credit, but we got to get there. And right now, there's many farms that won't be in business in 26 if something doesn't happen to drastically increase the revenue coming in, because the expenses are there, they're already spent, they're in place. And with commodity prices tanking, basis tanking, if we don't have markets, something's going to have to change, or many family farms are going to be out of business. And it's a harsh reality, but it's the truth.
You know, and you mentioned some of the exciting things. I noticed the announcement here during the Farm Progress Show with Deere, with the B30 engine. And I know you commented on that as well. I mean, that's one thing right there. Some different ways of creating new demand and new exciting things that are on the horizon, Caleb.
Yes, we're proud of our partnership with John Deere and for their work to do the research and make sure that B30 works. And that's a great example for the rest of the industry. I think there's many other companies that could follow their lead. And while one thing like that doesn't change the whole situation for us, it's the combination of many little things that can add up to a big thing. And that's what we've got to be doing. And I want to commend our partners within the soy industry, our team at USEC, which is working to develop export markets and maintain those relationships, our friends at USB and the Soy Checkoff that are working to not only educate consumers about how great soy is, but also to help find new uses and research and things that we can create new markets, create new demand, and turn every stone over that makes the future brighter for soy, and in turn makes the future brighter for our soybean farmers, for our rural communities, and America as a whole.
It's all about working together, collaboration, and you said it earlier, agriculture, farmers, ranchers, resilient bunch, and we'll work through this downturn, but we got to keep speaking up about it here in the short term. Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Good to see you here in Decatur, Illinois.
Thank you, Jesse.